Time for an update from Gabby Lampert. We spoke with Ms. Lampert last month as she was preparing to leave New York City for summer camp in the Adirondack Mountains. Now, Gabby is 11 years old. She is in the second of her 7 weeks at Camp Treetops. Gabby, thanks for taking time out to chat with us.
Yes, I'm very happy to be.
Having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a wonderful time, I have to say.
Oh, it's good. So good to hear that in your voice. What have you been doing for a couple of weeks?
Well, I've been doing lots of things. There's sports. There's a lot of soccer. We play a lot of soccer. And just like last week, I went on a pottery wheel, and I was throwing clay. And actually, I'm looking to get my mates in sailing.
Sailing?
Yes.
So, Gabby, you're learning a lot and having a good time.
Oh, yeah. And one thing that I really love about this camp, though, is that you don't, you're not forced to do something. You know, you pick what you want to do during the day.
Oh, that's terrific. You met some new people?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends here already.
Really? That's good. Well, tell us about some of them, if you could.
They're all very, very cool. And one of my friends, she just had her birthday.
Ah, happy birthday. What's her name?
Lily.
And where's she from?
She's from New York City.
Oh, okay. A lot of kids there from New York City, right?
Oh, yeah.
I ever miss your life back in New York?
Yeah, I do. You know, some things, you know, like they don't let you have, nail polish or makeup or things like that.
And they won't let you have candy, right?
No, they won't let you have candy.
Hmm. Gabby?
Yeah.
Anybody sneak any candy in?
No.
Haven't figured that out, huh?
But me and my other friend, we've been working on ways to get our parents to sneak things in.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll confess something to you my mother used to do with me.
Oh, okay.
When I was at Camp Indianola in Madison, Wisconsin, and maybe people are just too smart to fall for this these days, but my mother would get some gum, you know, sticks of chewing gum, and she would scotch tape them on a sheet of paper, and she would slide that sheet of paper into a copy of Time magazine. And then the magazine would arrive at summer camp, and the counselor sorting the mail would say, isn't that cute, an 11-year-old kid reading Time magazine? And they would just pass it along to me, and I would rip it open, and there'd be the gum in there.
That's a good idea.
It worked. They never suspected a thing. Amazing what adults don't know sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gabby, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
Yeah, I'm having a good time, too.
You take care of yourself, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gabby Lampert's at summer camp in the Adirondack Mountains, and we'll be checking in with her periodically throughout this summer. Thank you.